My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. This baseball team has been up most of the season. When they've hit those slides where we thought, all right, that's not going to work, it bounces back. Andy, going into this season, we thought there's a rookie manager. Have no idea. Maybe he's a good manager. Maybe he's not what we've known after all this time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good manager this season. This has worked. He's done a really nice job this year. The team that looked like it couldn't hit very well, hit for a while, it's starting to hit again a little bit. That's worked. The pitching staff that looked like something that we've never seen here before, which was a shaky rotation, seems like it's starting to work. How people don't have confidence in this front office sometimes, I'll never know. Because honestly, Andy...
Because they haven't won it all. That's why.
They keep rolling it out. Well, who does win it all? Not everybody.
Wow.
They keep rolling out competitive baseball
teams.
But
they haven't done it in our lifetimes.
They impress the bejeebers out of me.
I understand why they don't trust. I mean, I don't
think they've been competitive as all get out, and they continue to be.
I mean, I like the front office, but that doesn't mean I have to trust the front office. And you know what? Maybe it's time for Guardians fans and Cleveland fans in general to expect more out of their teams. When you have a significant lead like they did, and it looked like it was slipping away, and it looked like there was no hope for the rotation, people were like, what's going on with this team? And then I don't care if you want to say,
it's a long season, Andy.
Well, I don't, but you know, the whole notion of, well, we didn't expect anything, so we should appreciate everything that we have right now. You know what? Once your team becomes a winner and they can be a winner, don't you expect them to play like a winner? They weren't playing like a winner a week ago. They weren't. They found something here. They needed it. It's dog days. I get all of that. But I'm kind of getting tired of the, you know, we're lucky to be where they are right now, and who would have ever thought they were in first place? Okay, I'm over it.
I think they win the division, and I haven't been sure about that this year.
You expect them to win? I'm just asking. I know I'm changing the word.
I think they'll win it now. Andy, I didn't expect team to win the division. I did expect them to be solid.
But today,
because they always are with this front office.
Today, when they're packing 100,000 into that place every weekend, I think there's a legitimate feeling.
Not last Monday against
the
Kansas
fans.
City. Doubleheader. 17 people there.
Is it Monday and the weekend? Let me check. Is it?
Sorry.
Is it? Okay, I'm just double checking.
It's funny because they can only play, you know, three times on a weekend, really.
Well, they could play four if they want to play doubleheader.
Unlikely.
I don't know why they don't do that, but... By the way, FYI, Brook Park in Cuyahoga County. Crazy thing. I just learned that the other day. Okay, go ahead.
Jackson Solon. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
I wanted to discuss what happened on Sunday with the Guardians because I still don't understand it. And I'm just a dumb attorney. I don't know anything about baseball. So tell me why.
Is that an oxymoron? Dumb attorney? I'm just curious. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay, just check.
So I forget what inning it was. The Guardians are up 4-0. They have men on the corners. Nobody out. Austin Hedges is up. And what did he do?
I'm trying to remember.
What did he try to do? He tried to bunt.
He's tried to do that numerous times this year, sometimes with great success.
Nobody out. First and third. And Rick Manning says, swing the bat. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. And then, of course, he couldn't get the bunt down. And then he hits a very shallow fly ball to right field, and they can't tag up. Then, to make matters worse, Stephen Kwan comes up next. And what does he do? He bunts into a double play. Now, explain to me, you're up 4-0, runners on the corners, and you have back-to-back bunts. You explain that to me, how either they were doing it on their own or some imbecile told them to do it. I just don't understand it. When you can put them away and you have, I know Austin Hedges, I could hit better than him, but then you have Stephen Kwan with one out on the corners and he's bunting. Explain that to me. Try to explain that to me.
The only thing I can guess in that situation, Jack, is that he did it on his own trying to bunt for a hit.
Why?
I don't know.
He has struggled.
He has struggled a lot lately. Maybe he thought that was his best opportunity in that situation to get a run home.
What would Jake Taylor do in that situation? That's what I asked myself.
He would point. He would point to the left field stands.
Good point. That's excellent.
I think that's a loser's mentality. I know Austin Hedges can't hit, and he shouldn't even be playing. Although everybody says, oh, what a wonderful catcher he is. And then he throws the ball, I believe, into center field the next inning, I think. But anyway, and that's why Pittsburgh got their run. But be that as it may, I don't understand that strategy. I don't like that strategy. It's a loser's mentality. And I just thought maybe you could give me some insight as to why they did it, because it's idiotic.
Is it complete trust in your bullpen? That you know, if you just tack on one more run, your bullpen's going to shut it down. So you don't even need that many. If I'm Austin Hedges, who, by the way, has a little bit of power, I'm swinging away.
Maybe he has power in the dugout. He doesn't have it between the lines.
Jack, do you expect them to make the playoffs right now?
I do. And it's only because they have a 99% chance, whether it's winning the division or in the wild card. Mm-hmm. They better win the division. And they better have a bye along with the Yankees or the Red Sox. Who's in second? The Orioles.
So if they don't, you won't go to any of the playoff games.
Oh no, I will.
Okay.
I just don't understand their strategies from time to time. And thank God for Class A. When Class A is coming in, you're going to win, right? He is amazing. He should win the Cy Young. He should win the Cy Young. Hands down.
I would love to see that.
It's not going to happen. I keep hearing it's not happening.
Yeah, I do too. Scooble's going to win it, right? Scooble's going to win. Dan's just nodding his head.
Scooble-doo.
Are you kidding?
I don't know. It just felt right. Doesn't it?
I think.
It clicked. It worked.
Yeah, thank you.
I think this season might be the biggest affirmation that this front office is just lights out, that this organization is just lights out. Terry Francona, gone. You had to hire a replacement. Looks like you picked a winner, Bobby.
If you ask them, would they say they got lucky?
With what?
Where they are right now.
Where they are?
Yeah.
I would think they probably would say that the season's gone even better than...
Off the record.
They put the team together trying to win. And now... There were issues with the rotation when Bieber got hurt. Obviously, that's a problem. He was a key part of it. You thought Tristan McKenzie was going to help you. That hasn't worked. You thought Logan Allen was going to be a part of it. That hasn't worked. They rebuilt the rotation on the fly during the season, folks. They brought in two folks here late in the season, in Boyd and Cobb, who are going to start playoff games for you.
Thrift shopping, man.
Assuming they get there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
They did some thrift shopping and they did a great job.
Get a bat that hasn't worked. Well, maybe he's warming up now. I'm sorry, man. It's a terrific front office, and these guys know how to put winning baseball teams on the field. Now, do they know how to put championship baseball teams on the field? No, not yet. No.
No, they don't.
But you're giving yourself a chance to win, and I have nothing but respect for that front office. I think they're outstanding.
Yeah, like I said, I like them. I think they're doing a good job. They've done a great job this year of piecemealing together a team and putting them in contention late in the season. I just don't know if that's, you know, if it's enough. Like, I think fans should want more. Want more than just get into the playoffs. Andy, go get more than that.
You can't get to the playoffs and win the thing unless you put together a good regular season and make the playoffs. So that's all we have to judge this team on.
But then you're saying it's okay.
Teams of the 90s and the early 2000s had great chances to win. They didn't. Doesn't mean those weren't great teams, and it doesn't mean that it wasn't well done all the way around. And this team doesn't begin to compare with them. But they're winning. They're playing really good baseball. For most of the season, there have been some stretches that aren't so hot. They just lost 9-12. Well, now they've won 4 or 5. But they keep bouncing back, and it's that resilience that I think is just the most impressive thing about this team and the front office. The front office put the team together, and it's working. And it's one of the most unexpectedly good seasons in any sport I've ever seen in this city. Just stunning to me.
The year they made the World Series wasn't
97?
Yeah.
2016?
No, the last one.
Yeah, 2016.
16. We didn't expect them to.
No, but this, Andy, I don't know that you thought this team was going to be 500.
I'll buy that.
I thought they'd be competitive only because the front office always figures out a way to make teams competitive. And that it just didn't work. It's tough. That's the thing about this one that gets me. Well done for them. They play the Royals again tonight. Mandy Bell from MLB.com is going to join us coming up at noon. Coming up on Sunday, 4:25.
Oh, yeah.
Browns, Dallas Cowboys, the season underway.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Who's at left tackle? Does it matter? It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.